host of the Early MMA Fan Podcast. Wow, welcome fucking back. Jesus, it's been so long. Today I am all alone. Unfortunately, my buddies were unable to make it today, so it'll just be me and my thoughts. I'm excited to be fucking back. I've been gone almost 2 fucking years. That's not true. I was recording constantly in 2020, and then 2021 I only uploaded like twice. So pretty much, yeah, I fucking been gone for like an entire fucking year. And that's only because when I first started the podcast, I was in a completely different place in my life. I had a lot of time to focus on the podcast. Well, you know, because fucking COVID, quarantining, all of that stuff. It's when everybody, I feel like, started a fucking podcast because of COVID. So I eventually had to get back to work, and a lot of stuff is different now. So it's harder for me to take some time away to record now, just because I'm in school, I have work, but I've been all around busy. So I find it really hard to just set some time aside to record. But it is time. I'm back. I rebranded. I am ready to get started podcasting again. So with that being said, I do want to say this is not going to be the normal episode. This is mostly going to be about what my plans are going to be for the podcast, some recent news, and my predictions at the end. In my return, I kind of want to change things a little bit around as I did previously. I definitely want to get more on a schedule. And I think that the best way to do that is by recording my episodes and covering only the pay-per-views when I'm doing more analysis, more of in-depth with the fight card, because that does take a lot of my time. I have to watch a lot of tape for that. A lot of people don't realize that when you do stuff like that, you have to do your homework. You have to do you have to watch tape. You have to, that takes so much time. So when I'm not doing the pay-per-views, I want to cover mostly recent news and my picks. It's more of what I do on a daily basis. I read a lot on social media. I watch a lot on social media. I'm constantly reading articles. So that information's constantly coming in during the week. And it's a lot easier for me to grab that information from my head than to have to go back and watch tape on all of these older fights. So with that being said, I do want to say that if you are a hardcore MMA fan, these episodes are probably not going to suit you the best, unless you're not like constantly looking at the news and recent news and fight announcements and all of that, just because you already probably all know this. This is going to be more towards somebody that doesn't follow it every single day like our crazy MMA junkie asses do. You're probably gonna want to tune into the pay-per-view episodes, or at the end of the episodes I'll do some picks for the upcoming cards. This is gonna be more of episodes that is gonna cater to people that can't constantly do that. And I just want to gather all this information in one episode every couple weeks to get the people on track on what the fuck is going on. Because not everyone is as crazy as us MMA addicts that can just watch MMA all day, talk about MMA all day, and just scroll through social media. People have more important shit to do. I just wanted to give you guys an idea of what my plan is to do with the episodes, and not catch you off guard if you used to listen, and it's going to be a little different. But now that I have let you guys know on what my plans are with the podcast, I want to just remind everyone that these are just my opinions. You are not required to agree with me. At the end of the day, this is just an outlet to share my thoughts of my favorite sport. I don't want to hear it if you don't agree. We can discuss, we can debate, but let's respect each other's opinions. With that being said, I want to get started with some news that to me feels so old, and it just happened like maybe a week ago. We had a fight announcement, Derek Lewis versus Tai Tuivasa. Tai Tuivasa and Derek Lewis were on MMA Hour on the same day. I know Ariel Helwani had asked Tai if he wanted to fight Derek Lewis. I know Tuivasa was kind of hesitant, didn't say no. He just mentioned that it was his last fight on his contract and said that if he were to fight Derek Lewis, he would want a bigger payday. To me, it would have been smart if he would have waited to fight. So I think he was keeping in mind just to get a bigger paycheck before he took on Derek Lewis. But Ariel Helwani kind of asked him about it. And later on the show, when Derek Lewis came on, he asked Derek Lewis about Ty Tuivasa. And Derek Lewis said, hey, man, like, you know, I'll fight whoever. Yeah, sure, I'll fight him, whatever. The next day, there was talks already about them possibly working out a contract. And in my opinion, it was just not the smartest idea for Tuivasa's team to go for that. I would have taken somebody like Jairzinho Rozenstruik to take, because he didn't have a fight at the time. So I feel like he should have fought out his contract and then and start a new contract and then take the Derek Lewis fight. That way it would have got him a bigger payday and it would have got him a new contract against a really talented fighter. I think that at the end of the day, he would have beat Jairzinho if he would have fought him, but they did end up signing the contract for UFC 271 on February 12th. Ariel announced that like the next day, I want to say. Either way, I am not even sure who's going to take that fight. These two heavyweights are some of the most some of the most talented fighters in the heavyweight division. The way that we just recently saw Derek Lewis and Ty Tuivasa, it's basically we're just going to be waiting on to see who gets caught first, because someone's going down, somebody's going to get knocked the fuck out in that fight. There's just no way that that's even going to go out of the second round. I want to say first, but I don't think it gets past the second round. I mean, these dudes are... Tuivasa's last fight was just insane. The social media presence that these dudes have is just remarkable. They're funny. They're charismatic. They are just fan favorites. Derek Lewis is fucking hilarious. Tuivasa has this whole, like, beer drinking out of a fucking shoe. I will never understand that, but hey... It's their thing and it gains the fan base and I can't wait to watch it. I will not be betting on this fight specifically. I mean, I don't know who would. So recently also, this one just got announced not that long ago. I want to say a couple days ago. Colby Covington versus George Masvidal announced for UFC 272. That's going to be on March 5th. I don't know if whoever's listening has to be super casual not to know that these dudes used to be really good friends and training partners and stood at each other's corners during a fight. And now they're just, they absolutely cannot stand each other. The rivalry between these two has been going on for quite some time. So I am just so fucking happy to watch these dudes beat the shit out of each other. Do I think that George Masvidal is going to win? No, do I want to see him win? Absolutely. Who doesn't want to see fucking Colby Covington get his fucking ass handed to him? Well, maybe a lot of people don't, but I definitely don't. That's just my opinion. I don't like the dude. I love George Masvidal. You know, he's just that street fighter. Like, how can you not love George Masvidal, you know? So the next fight that was recently... this next... fight announcement went through the quickest change I can remember in a long time. Originally, it was announced that Alexander Volkanovski was going to fight Max Holloway in UFC 272 on March 5th. Within a couple days, maybe not even a couple days, Max Holloway was injured with undisclosed, I'm not sure what injury he had. He had to pull out of the fight. Like everyone started, everyone wanted the smoke. Yair Rodriguez popped in there. Bryce Mitchell, Triple C jumped in there. Josh Emmett jumped in there. Everybody's going off on Twitter. People start saying, you know, the social media world starts throwing out Giga Chikadze in there, which I thought was super disrespectful, because if you don't know, he is fighting this weekend on January 15th against Calvin Kattar. And the fact that everyone on social media was blatantly disregarding Calvin Kattar, it was like, it really fucking struck a nerve with me. Only because I am a huge Calvin Kattar fan. I know that he's a huge underdog in this fight, but at the same time, and I understand the whole dynamic with the last fight. We saw him almost a year ago, and it was against Max Holloway. Max Holloway kind of beat the living shit out of him. I understand that. But to disrespect, already calling his opponent the winner of that fight, and it hasn't even happened. You know, it's just super kind of tasteless to me, and I didn't like that, but in the end, again, here comes Ariel Helwani, ends up making a suggestion of Korean Zombie, maybe fighting Alexander Volkanovski. And lo and behold, the next day, contracts were signed. Korean Zombie versus Alexander Volkanovski is now set for UFC. And they actually moved the event from UFC 272 on March 5th. To now UFC 273 on April 9th. So that all happened within a couple days. When I tell you that this world moves so fucking quickly, I sometimes just don't even know how to keep up. And I rely on all of these social media pages to keep me informed. Big shout out to Manny. His handle is MMA Ideas, hardest working dude on Instagram. Dude should be working for ESPN. So the next fight announcement that was recently also changed, it was originally supposed to be on UFC 272 on March 5th. This is Aljamain Sterling versus Petr Yan. Obviously, we have been waiting for this to go down since the whole shit show went down, the injury that stopped the fight, or the illegal hit that stopped that fight, is now being moved. I'm not sure. There's been kind of some questions as to why Yan had to pull out, or not pull out, but he had to move the fight from UFC 272 on March 5th to UFC 273 on April 9th. Let's see if that doesn't move again. I feel like the whole card has been a mess. UFC 272, I feel like so many shit has been moved from there. And this fight, I am really looking forward to. I really, truly believe that Aljo really does not deserve the position that he's in right now. I'm not saying that the illegal blow was justified. However, I just feel like he's not a real champion because of it. I feel that Petr Yan is the better fighter. And I think that we will see him dominate Aljo in this fight. Hopefully nothing happens and we can actually watch this fight all the way through. So while this next one isn't yet settled, we have heard some rumors per MMA Ideas. The UFC is in talks with Nate Diaz versus Dustin Poirier. Let me just tell you that if this comes into fruition, it is just going to be, the nostalgia is just going to be insane. I will keep you guys posted. I'm hoping that I will be back on to record in a couple weeks so that I can give you an update on the possibility of that coming through or not. But if MMA Ideas said it, he has not failed me. So there's only a few people that I really count on, and he's one of them. Brett is one of another one. Ariel Helwani. There's a few of them, but I'm not going to sit here and name everybody because I'm just going to end up fucking forgetting somebody and I'm going to get in trouble. The next fight that I was just announced, literally, I think it was yesterday. It might have been today. It was Kevin Gastelum versus Nassadeed Imabov. I think that's how you say it. I have a really hard time pronouncing words. But he is up next to fight UFC 273 on April 9th. That is going to be a fucking banger. I cannot wait. I just need Kevin Gastelum to win. This journey that Kevin Gastelum has put us through has been long. It has been frustrating, and I think I speak for everyone when I say we just want to see him win and come back a better fighter. It just has not been. It's been rough for Kelvin. It's been rough. But I would love nothing more than to see him win that fight. But we'll see. Finally, I want to talk about Leon Edwards. I will tell you here now. It's finally getting his title shot against Usman. When I tell you that this man has gone through a lot to get here, I mean, this dude has been shot down more than, I'm not even going to say it. Finally going to get his shot. Per Dana White, he did confirm that he is up next for the title shot. Now, I don't know if they have a date yet. I haven't. Unless while I'm recording, you know, they came up with a date. But for what I know now, from what I know right now in this very instant, Thursday, January 13th at 7:58 Pacific Standard Time, they have not picked a date of any sort or a UFC card that they're going to be in. So that was it for recent news. So you're all caught up for 2022. Yeah. And so you don't have to go and search anywhere else. All of the information that I got, I did credit everyone on the podcast. So they're all reliable sources, and I'm excited to get back on. Right now, I'm just going to do a couple of my picks that I'm going to do for this first card of 2022. UFC Fight Night, Kelvin Kattar versus Giga Chikadze. Not going to talk about all the betting odds and all of that because that's just not my place. These are just my predictions, my picks. I am going to do a quick parlay on them. If you feel comfortable doing that, great. If you have some money to play with, if not, you know, don't do it. I'm not going to tell you to use my picks, but I'm just going to share them. So first off, I have in the main event, Kelvin Kattar versus Giga Chikadze. I am going to take Giga via TKO. I just have to give it to him. He's, first of all, a huge underdog. Kelvin Kattar is a huge underdog in this fight. He has been out for about a year. His last fight against Max Holloway was quite embarrassing. I mean, you can't really be embarrassed fighting Max Holloway. Max Holloway is a fucking beast. He is probably one of the best, if not the best, striker in the UFC. So yeah, there's nothing to be ashamed about, but he did not look good in that fight. And after a layoff of almost a year, or if not a year, I just cannot go with him in this fight. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Giga in this one. The next one is Chase Sherman versus Jake Collier. I'm taking Sherman via TKO, I believe in the second round. Next up, you have a Brandon Royval versus a Hashero Bortorin. I'm going to go ahead and take a Brandon Royval via submission in round two. Then we have Caitlin Kukagan versus Jennifer Maya. I am going to give this one to Kukagan. I'm going to do that win via decision. And then my last pick is going to be Joe Anderson Brito versus Bill Algeo. I'm going to go with Joe Anderson via decision. So those are my picks. Do with them as you wish. And we are done. This was a shorter episode, I do understand. But I just wanted to come back on and welcome myself back into the MMA podcasting world again. It's been a while. I just wanted to, again, run through everything that I'm planning to do with this season of Girly MMA Fan. I love doing this and I don't plan on ending it soon. So hopefully I am more consistent and hopefully I will be back in a couple of weeks to give you guys more updates. And I will be coming and recording with a couple of buddies of mine with the pay-per-views. More analytics involved. more in depth with the fighters, their records, and all of that stuff. Thank you so much for everyone that tuned in. I am going to say goodbye for now, but hopefully I will be back very soon. And thank you again for listening. Make sure to follow the Instagram page, Girly MMA Fan, and I'll see you guys soon.